representatives postponed till 5th April and over 18,000 people die from coronavirus worldwide. Now the news in detail. Nepal has reported third case of coronavirus today. According to Information Officer of Ministry of Health and Population, Ganesh Srivastav, a patient was tested positive for the virus. He is receiving treatment at an isolation ward at Sukaraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital in Teku. On March 23, the Ministry of Health had reported the second case in a 19-year-old student who returned from France via Qatar last week. The House of Representatives meeting scheduled for tomorrow has been postponed till April 5, according to officials at the Federal Parliament. The government has enforced a prohibition in all services except the essential ones throughout the country due to the risk of spread of coronavirus. The Speaker has determined 5th April as the date for the next meeting of the lower house, as the House could not meet due to the above-mentioned reason, state a notice issued today by Federal Parliament Acting Secretary General Gopal Nath Yogi. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled on 5th April at 1 p.m. The Chief Minister of State 2, Lal Babu Raut, has instructed the secretaries of the various ministries under the State 2 government to exert all efforts towards fighting back coronavirus pandemic. The Chief Minister said this is in a meeting held at his office this morning. On the occasion, he also acquired information regarding the preparations done for prevention and control of coronavirus. The Social Development Ministry said a 50-bed quarantine facility each at Ayurveda Medical College, Naragain, and at unused building of Manipal Teaching Hospital, Janakpur, and a 60-bed quarantine facility at Janaki Medical Teaching Hospital was being constructed in Dhanusar district. Similarly, quarantine and isolation wards are also being set up in Birganj, Dhangari of Siraha, Saptari, and Rautahat districts, the meeting was informed. Without transportation means, the public health laboratory in Sudhir Possum State is facing difficulty to send blood samples of coronavirus suspected people to Kathmandu for the test. The laboratory has, however, sent blood samples of 14 suspected people to Kathmandu for tests so far. Lab technician Ramprasad Oza said that difficulties had involved sending samples to Kathmandu due to lockdown. According to Oza, transportation and airway are sought, creating difficulty to send samples to Kathmandu. Lack of laboratories to test for coronavirus outside the Kathmandu Valley has also made the matter worse. Three suspected people have been kept at Mahakali Hospital in Bhimdautanagar. Their swabs have been sent to Kathmandu and reports are awaited, said a health worker. The Ministry of Health and Population has established a media center to disseminate news related to coronavirus through a one-door policy. Minister for Health and Population Bhanubhakta Dhakal's advisor, Dr. Kim Karki, said that the media center was established at the ministry in order to disseminate news to the media outlets from a one-door policy. Print conference will be organized at the media center every day to give information about coronavirus as per the need, and information will be disseminated through the social networking sites. Dr. Karki said that any information about the activities related to coronavirus carried out by the ministry will be disseminated through Facebook and Twitter. The ministry would also develop a separate website and a mobile app to provide information on coronavirus. Santosh Yadav, who died at Bharatpur-based Corona Special Hospital on Tuesday, has tested negative for coronavirus infection. The test of his samples is found to be negative, according to lab report. The hospital sources said Yadav, along with other suspects, also have tested negative for the infection. One another suspect is being treated at Corona Hospital, and eight others undergoing treatment at Bharatpur Hospital tested negative. Bharatpur Hospital, in charge medical superintendent Dr. Sriram Tiwari, said samples of swabs collected from four other suspects being quarantined at Corona Hospital have been sent to National Public Health Laboratory, Kathmandu, for lab test. Police today have impounded as many as 300 vehicles operated by breaching lockdown order enforced by the government to prevent the coronavirus spread. Teams mobilized from Metropolitan Traffic Police Division took under control vehicles from different areas of Kathmandu Valley. Division spokesperson SP Jeevan Kumar Shrestha informed that the vehicles plying on the roads against the lockdown were impounded. The people who had come out from home were sent back to their residence after briefing them about the lockdown order as coronavirus preventive measures, he said. As many as 1,000 vehicles were taken under control from various places of the country on Tuesday for breaching lockdown orders. A 20-bed quarantine has been set up at the building of Balkalyan Primary School at Rampur Municipality to keep coronavirus suspects. Rampur Mayor Raman Bahadur Thapa said mobile camps with health workers will be mobilized in villages and virus suspects will be quarantined from Wednesday onward. The citizens entering into the municipality territory from India and other third countries will be identified and quarantined under the aegis of ward office, he said. The municipality has arranged 4 personal protection equipments and 2 gun thermometers for the health workers involved in the treatment. Meanwhile, the district administration office Palpa impounded 89 vehicles for violating the lockdown orders in Palpa. Prithvi Narayan Kafle of the district traffic office has said the vehicles were taken under control for disobeying the government order to start the operation of all vehicles except for emergency surveys. A 36-bed quarantine facility has been set up at Diktal Bazar, the main business hub of Khotang district. The quarantine facility has been set up at the Khotang multi-purpose covered hall at Matikor in Diktal. It was constructed on Tuesday in a view of the possible risks of the coronavirus pandemic that has spread globally. The facility is set up at the initiation of the District Coordination Committee Khotang and collaboration of the municipality, the Nepal Army and Nepal Red Cross Society. With this, the district administration office has urged all the ambulance services in the district to keep ambulance at standby, Chief District Officer Saligram Sarma Powder said. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. India's 1.3 billion people have joined the global lockdown triggered by the coronavirus as the World Health Organization expressed concern at the acceleration of the pandemic in the United States and Italy recorded another large increase in deaths from coronavirus. India's total lockdown began at midnight and will continue for 21 days. In Italy, where more people have died than anywhere else in the world, the death toll rose to 6,820. World Health Organization has warned the United States, the country with the most cases after China and Italy, risks becoming the next epicenter of the outbreak as U.S. President Donald Trump claimed the country could be back to work in 3 weeks. More than 18,600 people have died from coronavirus since it first emerged in China late last year. Nearly 108,000 of the 418,000 people diagnosed with the disease have recovered. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Health Ministry confirms third case of coronavirus in Nepal. Meeting of House of Representatives postponed till 5th April and over 18,000 people die from coronavirus worldwide. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.